It's wonderful to have the whole faith family represented here and to see kids from the school and the religious education program sharing the ministries like proclaiming the Word of God, to have the upcoming generations and the established generations worshiping together. Absolutely fabulous. And we offer up this Mass for all of it, and we welcome everybody. Especially want to welcome the alumni from all the different Catholic schools that had a wonderful dinner last night and are here to continue the celebration and extend that table to the Eucharistic table. When I looked at the gospel reading for today, I said, how am I going to tie all of that together with this crazy gospel reading? I mean, how many people are kind of confused with the parable? Be honest. Yeah, because it's got kind of a twist ending. You like twist endings? I love twist endings. Remember the old Twilight Zone? Twist endings. You know, you think the plot and the characters are going in one direction, and then, wow, by the end, it's all turned around. Same thing like a O. Henry story. Remember The Gift of the Magi? Yeah, I talked about that at Christmas. So we have a twist ending. Anybody here seen, nobody saw this at the 8. It's an aging movie now, but The Usual Suspects, it's a crime drama. Yeah. Kevin Spacey plays this guy named Verbal Gint, and he's kind of this very, very meek, really dime a dozen criminal. But he seems harmless enough, but he's being grilled the whole movie, telling the story, because they want to get after Kaiser Sose, who's this brutal villain, who's the real power behind this crime enterprise that they're trying to crack. Spoiler alert, you don't need to watch the movie. I'm going to tell you the great twist ending. Because save 2.5 hours of your life. But it's really worth watching, because Kevin Spacey, who won an Oscar for this, you know, he's Verbal Gint, you know, and he's like crying and he's being interrogated and he's got kind of a limp. But guess what? At the end of the movie, he turns out to be Kaiser Sose, the brutal, feared villain. So he goes from being the not-so-bad guy to being the real bad guy. And that's kind of what happens in the gospel today with the master. Jesus throws us a curveball. Because in these kind of parables, the master usually represents God and the justice of God. And when he catches somebody, he says, all right, what are you going to do now? And if he repents, he takes him back. If he doesn't, he casts them out. But it usually ends up the master is a symbol of God's justice and mercy. But Jesus throws us a curveball because we end up with two bad guys. His steward, who is a rascal and a con man, he ups the ante when he gets caught. He doesn't ask for mercy. He says, all right, I'll go out and I'll wheel and deal and scheme and set up a nice little cushion for where I can fall when I get bounced by my master. And the twist ending is the master admires this. He says, oh, I thought you were totally brainless and had no skills, but you have skills that I can use. The master probably got where he was by doing the same thing, living a life, a corrupt life of cheating people and wheeling and dealing and worshiping money. So we've got two peas in a pod. They're thick as thieves, as the saying goes. And they teach us this lesson. And Jesus is being very tongue-in-cheek at the end when he says, so, being sarcastic, make friends with dishonest wealth. If you're a dishonest person, because if you stay on that road, Those are the only friends you're going to have. And what he's really saying is, get on the straight and narrow. If you're on the road to perdition, get off of it and repent. And if you're on a straight road following me, for God's sake, stay on it and don't get off. And Lord knows we get a lot of people who are on the wrong road these days. But what we try to do as a parish, St. John Paul II, and as a school, Trinity Catholic Academy, is to teach people about Jesus and the wonderful world and all the wisdom and knowledge that he's given us so that we can not just survive, because these two guys are survival machines, especially the steward, scrambling just to claw out some place where he won't starve to death. And the gospel is not about just surviving. It's about living life fully and thriving and developing the gifts that God has given us and developing the whole person in mind, body, and soul. And it's so great that we have alums here who have stayed on that path and appreciate the background that they have and the gifts that they were given in their Catholic education, and want to pass that on to the upcoming generations. And it's great that we have catechists here who appreciate the gift of faith and the lessons that they've been taught and want to hand it on to the upcoming generations of young people. And it's great that we have Trinity students and students in the religious education program whose parents, many of them are here, care enough to enroll them in the school or in religious education, so that they can stay on the path that is being a disciple of Jesus Christ, to bloom and to grow and to help others groom and bloom and grow in mind, body, and soul, and make this world a little bit of a better place when they exit it than when they came into it. And to hear, when it's all over, Jesus saying, "Thank you for being faithful stewards who heard my voice and followed me." And we'll all be gathered when the journey is over, for some of us sooner than others, but all of us, Jesus saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servants. Inherit the everlasting and unending perfect kingdom that's prepared and been waiting for you since I laid the foundation of the world."